The podcast you're about to listen to contains graphic details that some listeners may find disturbing. With that being said, listener discretion is advised. And if you are to proceed, buckle up, my skeptics. Hey skeptics, so today we're back with kind of a random bonus episode that I decided to do because I felt like the case for Kanika Powell warranted a bit more information, because it's truly one that's so many possibilities. And I decided that I would bring back Jordan with me. So hello, Jordan.
Hey, Ray.
So you listened to the podcast because I kind of maybe forced you to do it.
just very much encouraged.
Yeah, I just needed someone to talk to about it because I really just felt like I could not be the only one to like go down this rabbit hole. So I dug a little deeper and I found a few things that I just thought would be really cool to talk about. And by cool, I just mean fucked up, maybe.
We gotta drill into it, figure it
out. Yeah, I was like, none of this is cool. But so the first thing I just wanna ask, like, is there anything that like truly comes to your mind that you maybe think happened with this case?
Honestly, I don't even know, because it was just freaky to listen to the whole thing. I mean, first of all, like, this, her whole background, like you had mentioned in the podcast, but first of all, about the military and her background with that and her like job and all these secrets, then to have just random knocks on your door, report it, and just they continue to happen, and then one day, like, you just end up dead in your building is just insane.
Yeah.
And for it not to have ever been found out either. Like, it's an open case, so no one knows who did this.
And that's the crazy thing about it.
Enough evidence.
There's, like, really no reporting on her case in particular, which is so odd to me. And I'm really just wondering if mainly that's because she worked such a top secret job. Like, maybe just it would lead to further digging that they don't want people to know about. And
it would, but do you ever feel sometimes that you, like, you ever catch yourself, like, hearing conspiracy people talk, and you're like, wow, that's a deep rabbit hole to go down in.
Yeah.
But, like, now all of a sudden, like,
well, like, you're just like,
story,
yeah.
You kind of, like,
yeah, you don't want to believe it because you're just like, okay, you're just really a tinfoil hat. You're losing it.
Right.
Like, no. Like,
you think the government's really going to break your door down. Like, okay.
But like,
in this case...
Yeah, and when you really look back at a lot of things in history, there's a lot of fucked up shit that the government does or maybe don't want you to know about. So that's part of like some theories that I found online about this case. But before I get into that, the first one I found was actually another victim just after Kanika named Sean Green, who was murdered 3 months after her, who also worked in national security, and it seemingly was a random killing, but he was shot 9 times at a red light while driving.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and he was on his way to a gym, which apparently was something that he had like a specific time frame of always doing this, so it could have been easily tracked if someone was following him. Mm-hmm. And witnesses on the scene said that it looked very targeted, but like all of his family described him as a very loving individual with no enemies, and no one could see this coming. And it was just 25 miles.
Did he have any connection with the victim from the earlier podcast?
Well, no, that's the thing. They were just like, I was about to say, 25 miles apart from each other. So like, close proximity, but there was no seemingly like known connection other than the fact that they both worked top secret jobs for, like, you know, the government. So,
well, I guess that's true. It's not like they're going to tell you what they do anyway. It's not like they're going to be like, no, Nancy's the top secret secretary in this office.
Like, exactly. It's like, no, there's not going to be any info. And yeah, I don't know. That was just, to me, kind of odd. And his case is also unsolved. No one knows where that came from or anything about it. So I just thought that was odd, and like, it's often connected to her. You'll hear about that. And also another theory I discovered was of an active serial killer in the area, apparently around this time, which is just fucked up to think about, because what are the odds truly that you have a serial killer active during something horrific like this? But
right.
His name was Jason Thomas Scott, also known as the mother-daughter killer, which is a whole freak. That name just freaked me out. Like,
I was like, what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah. So he was a former UPS delivery worker and someone who uses knowledge from previous deliveries to target his victims. And he was found guilty of killing 5 victims between June of 2008 to March 2009. And he was apprehended on July 1st, 2009. And he would have been around, like, in his late 20s at the time of doing the killings. And he had a very similar MO in the killings that he was convicted of, which involved shooting victims and also strangulation. And most of his victims would have been in their 40s, with a couple of them involving their daughters, hence the name, in their 20s. Mm-hmm. And a chilling piece I read, as reported by ABC 2 News on February 21st of 2012, from a surviving victim that stated, when, this is their quote, "When it's out of your hands, when your life is at the mercy of an armed, masked man staring down at you from the barrel of a gun in your own home, you grasp at whatever it is you can control, breathing, composure, or your faith. I just began to pray and quote the scripture about protection and that kind of thing. One of them told me to shut up and be quiet, but I figured if I'm gonna die, I may as well die quoting scriptures," end quote. That is fucked up. The fact that this person was just knew that they probably weren't going to survive this, and the one thing that they thought to go to was their faith. And, you know, if they're going to die, I guess they wanted to go on their own terms. He was also known to work with another unidentified male during his home invasions. But I think later I read some, like, potential, like, people that did work with him, but I couldn't quite figure out their true involvement. It seems like it was just with the burglaries. But he had a total of 29 home burglaries, 9 home invasions, and the sexual assault of a minor that he was charged with. And people also who survived stated it was all very professionally done, and you could tell when dealing with them, it was like a true craft.
Okay, but did he, what was like his type? You're saying he's a serial killer, so what was his normal kind of type people?
Well, as I said, like, he's the mother-daughter killer. So it seems like his normal victims were like older women, like in their 40s and 20s with their children. But the part that made me
think, what I'm trying to figure out is, like, how are you trying to tie that back to her case? Like, does she fit his profile?
Well, I mean, if you remember the UPS, or not UPS, but the delivery that she said happened, or someone claiming they had a package, and also the first door knock where they knew her name, and this guy works for UPS and he used data to track,
like, to figure out people's addresses and who they are.
And their names, yeah. So that was the part that I saw that was like, okay, this that can't be kind of a coincidence. And also, the
but
part that's
why I was asking, like, describe her or like his kind of type, because like, okay, that does fit his MO when it comes like breaking into houses or whatever. But
it does and it doesn't. But like, the only part that I think really connects is like the fact that they knew the name, and also the first time it happened, there was another male there, and nothing happened. It just seemed like events escalated to where she was ended up being murdered. And I'm wondering if the other man was the other guy who would help him do the burglaries, and eventually he decided to come back after like her not falling for the first ruse. You know, like maybe he came back on his own, and that's when he killed her, because he shot her, which follows this guy's MO of shooting the victims, and he would stalk them for days. And as people stated, he seemed like someone who was very methodical, and like it was truly like a professional job done. So like that would explain why there was no DNA, no nothing, no one knew of this guy. And also like his methods to cover up his crimes were very calculated. He used bleach to rid DNA evidence. During some of the victims, he set vehicles ablaze miles from the victims' homes, and he set another victim's house on fire to cover up the crime. And
but that's what I'm saying, her murder didn't sound that messy.
But as you can see,
he also didn't have a daughter.
I know, but as you can see, during all these other crimes, they weren't totally the same. They seemed like they were just, I don't know, like this could have been maybe his first one. Like a lot of serial killers obviously end up gaining a certain MO that they follow, but typically with the
normally it's a trigger with serial killers, like the guys who hunt like women or like have motherly issues and stuff like that. Like they've psychologically tied a lot of the serial killers' lust to kill basically to psychological issues. So usually they always try and pick the same type. So like normally, you know, if it's a mother-daughter thing, then that's a weird something that happened to that person's life.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about it though, if you want to hone a craft, you're going to start maybe not necessarily all out. So that's what I'm saying. Like this could have just been maybe his first attempt at it using his skills that he had. But I don't know, because like during all of these crimes, he used his knowledge to sneak into these victims' houses using the database.
Did this serial killer have any know to the victim?
No, he didn't know any of them other than he just delivered packages to these people. That's literally it. And yeah, I don't know. Like
well,
I said,
the second Knox were a package person. And that was their excuse, because the FBI one obviously didn't work, and she said no, so they left. And then obviously she did that check, and it was not FBI, it was fake. And then you said there was package knocks, you know, a knock on the door for a package. They're very insistent that she come to the door, open the door to accept the package, even though, you know, she ordered other packages and they could get left.
Yeah, and the part that really creeps me out to even like not considering this guy is the fact that she stated in her email that she gave a description of the person, and that description has never been provided publicly. And I think that's very odd.
That's odd too, because especially if you're talking about a serial killer was loose at this time, same area.
Mm-hmm.
And going whatever, even if someone ended up dead and they had previously called in with a description of a person,
yeah,
like it would be kept on file, wouldn't it? And it wouldn't be like a whatever.
You would think so. And like she stated that she gave this, and knowing how thorough she was in the email to provide everyone with the information of what happened step by step, and how she ended up going to the bedroom and observing the people and the voices she heard, like she did everything right, and none of that information is out there. And that's kind of mind-boggling, because I feel like I would trust her description. If anything, she seemed like a very intelligent person. And like,
well, if you have a military background too and you work in what's considered a top secret, or maybe not top, but as you know, like, can't be known by the public kind of job, you're not dumb.
Yeah, she would secure, yeah, and she would secure packages and help protect deliveries. Like, she was not someone to be played with. So, and like I said, she didn't have any known enemies, so, like, it seems like it was a random thing. And she said she felt like she was being targeted. Like, initially, I think she didn't necessarily fear for her life, because she thought it was just, like, you know how people knock at your door all the time. It's happened to me where, like, someone's trying to sell you something, but it's, like, a scam, and you get all these emails about, like yeah, ComEd or
they
people.
They present you with the fake, oh my God, ComEd's the worst. But yes, they present you with fake IDs and their fake numbers.
Yeah, and I think that's initially what she thought it was, but, like, obviously maybe a bit more sinister, because why would you say you're the FBI? What could you be getting out of that? But even phishing schemes happen all the time, I mean, where people call you.
People be so scared that they gotta answer the door. So
yeah.
If you're like, oh my God, it's the FBI, like, you wanna, what's going on?
Yeah, so, and that makes me think too that this person didn't know she had any, like, government sort of, like, position. You know what I mean? Because why would you try to pull that over on her that you're the FBI when you know that she could have knowledge to know what a fake FBI badge looks like?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's weird. But
I just don't, I don't, I'm lost at why you're still trying to tie her to the other guy, the serial killer. I don't see a bridge there.
I don't know how you don't, but, like, I mean, this is, like, an opinion, a theory. I really think this guy could be a part of it. Like, and he's currently behind bars. He's serving a 100-year sentence, by the way. So he's never getting out. Mm-hmm. And
did he ever confess his victims? Like, sometimes that they do?
Do you think they all, he would probably never
say. I'm not saying all of them do. I'm just saying sometimes, most of the time, they want almost. Those are big time serial killers.
Yeah. I mean, and he didn't even.
All-time ones.
He didn't even plead guilty. He just took an Alford plea, which, do you know what that is?
I don't.
So basically, like, an Alford plea is where there's an overwhelming amount of evidence against you, and there's really no point in you saying you didn't do it or you did, because they basically can just convict you. So he's basically this plea of, like, there's nothing I can do, essentially. Like, my hands are tied behind my back with us. So, like, he didn't even really fully admit to his crimes.
How is that even a thing?
Yeah.
Like, you should be able to fight for it or not. Like, if the mounting evidence is so much against you, they might as well just say it's guilty.
Yeah. And a lot of people are shocked, but, like, honestly, I looked at a photo of this guy, and he is, like, his eyes are terrifying. I'm gonna, like, send you,
like, a Ted Bundy kind of serial killer. We're not talking about a dreamy person.
I mean, like, he's not unattractive, but there's just something off about his eyes. I don't know. It just terrified me. But I'm gonna send you a picture so you can see. And also, like, while you're looking that up, another thing to note is, like, a lot of these serial killers typically stick to their own race. And this is a black male, and I don't know, just another thing to potentially tie.
I don't think this was him, but I have yet to learn anything about him. But so far, his MOs are mother-daughter. He stalks the victims for a week in their neighborhood. First of all,
I mean, these are just monikers, though. Like, it's not necessarily that wasn't his targets is a mother and a daughter. It just happened.
True. He would rob them, too. And she was found with her ID and everything.
But there's no way of knowing all of his victims. Like, you know what I mean? You can't rule them out just because it didn't meet certain criteria. And I'm not saying he did do it, but I'm saying,
in serial killers, don't they normally go with kind of similar stuff? It doesn't have to match 100%, like daughter, mother, whatever. But why would he kill and not rob, and then later start to kill to rob, and then later start to kill to rob the mother, daughter?
I don't know. People escalate all the time. And it truly, also another thing, like, I forgot to even mention about Kanika, like, she did end up getting a security system. Where's the footage from that? Like, what? Like, none of this makes sense. I really just, like,
Which makes me go back to, like, that creepy hole that we don't want to go down, but, like, are we looking at a government, like, thing?
I don't know.
Conspiracy theory?
But, like, he just also, like, that guy, it also meets his MO of, like, maybe disabling the security system. That was the thing he did. Like, he had the knowledge to do all the stuff.
How did he know that much about it? Like, I'm sorry. He's a UPS freaking worker. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not workers at the Pentagon. And she was a military worker for
these guys,
something that was top secret. I mean,
a lot of these circles are very, very intelligent.
Smarter than her.
But a lot of these circles are very intelligent. And he used the internet and the database that he had and knowledge of, like, victims. And he burglarized over 50 homes. Like, this was, like, his craft, as people stated. Like, he knew what he was doing.
They were able to tie him back to those 50 homes, but they weren't able to tie him back to this.
That's because people who were a part of it with him, like, there was a lot of witness testimony who survived. There was also footage of him in his, like, balaclava. Like, he wasn't invincible, obviously. He was caught, but I don't know. It's something that I definitely think warrants looking into. What are the odds that two people get slain around the same time this guy is, like, prowling in this area?
But he didn't claim those two victims. Nothing ever came out that when the 50 victims of the burglars that he got charged with, basically, never any evidence to link these other two.
But, like, what would he gain from saying, oh, yeah, I did that? And what would he lose? It could go both ways. What does
exactly.
he gain?
Exactly. He has nothing to lose, so why not?
In the game. I mean,
he already gave the sentence, basically, that says there's way too much evidence to convict me, so whatever, I'm going to just do it.
Yeah. But, no, I just thought it was fascinating. Like, you don't hear about that often. Like, it's just, like, if there's two serial killers prowling around at the same time, that just seems like too.
It was serial killer, though. I mean, I know you're sold on this whole thought, and you think it.
No, I mean,
honestly, God, I'm still not sold.
Other than that, what would it be? There was literally no one targeting her. She had no enemies. She was loved by all of her family. Had friends that loved her.
She worked for a top secret kind of, not a top, a secret agency that we still don't know anything about. 25 miles away, another person
that's not far,
some sort of government. No, it's not. Also died of a government job, and like you have said, this is weird. No video footage has been shown of her security cameras that she got. There's been no description, even though she gave a description of a person to 911. There's no description. We don't know.
Yeah,
that should be in the file. She has so many times she's like, somebody's knocked on my door at this day, at this time, at this whatever. Why wouldn't they do fingerprints? Why wouldn't they check the room? They didn't find nothing.
And you know what else? There's literally no major news articles about this. Like, and if there are, they're in the archives. Like, you can't find...
So I'm just not sold that it was this guy, because they nailed this guy with every other... You know, as a prosecutor, when you put together a serial killer case, you start going, okay, here's all these murders that we don't have a bad guy for. And they're basically going, all right, this one happened this day, this one happened 1 week later, 1 week... And they find somebody and they go, wait a minute... You kind of fit the description of this call, and you kind of fit the description of this one, and then they put the pieces together to figure out, oh, this is the same person. Otherwise, every murder you have to think is a different bad guy.
Yeah, and
so to do all that and to have her evidence not come out at all while a serial killer is trying it is in the neighborhood is weird, because they would have immediately taken her data and compared it to the other cases to try and put those pieces together.
Yeah, and this could be because maybe they are still investigating it and don't want certain information to get out because it can compromise it, maybe. And this isn't...
But he's already in jail. What are you gonna
But no, I'm not talking about with him. Like, maybe a different person. Because this is a victim who worked for national security. And I'm looking on the Johns Hopkins University of Applied Physics Laboratory website. And the description, as stated, says... We solve complex research, engineering, and analytical problems that present critical challenges to our nation. APL, the nation's largest university-affiliated research center, provides U.S. government agencies with deep expertise in specialized fields to support national priorities and technology development programs. We also serve as independent, trusted technical agents to the government, providing continuity for highly complex multi-generational technology development systems.
So what was the other victim's name? The guy that you mentioned?
He also worked in national security. I don't know totally what he worked for. Like, there's just not a lot of info about any of these people. That's the thing. Like, they worked very high-profile, top security level things. You're not gonna know.
No. But you could try and figure, because she came from a department that handled technology, and what was the other thing they gave to the government?
Huh?
What was the other thing that her company worked with the government for? They did technology, IT for the government consultants.
No one, like, she just worked for national security. It's not known what exactly she did, because her family didn't know. Like, she couldn't tell them, because it would compromising. Like, she just traveled to and from Florida and California. I don't know.
Well, also, can we be realistic? If two people who live 25 miles apart work for the NSA, most likely they work at the same office.
I don't know.
I mean, come on. How many NSA offices do you think there are? 4 million? No, there's probably like a couple per city, per big city. So if you live 25 miles away from somebody who also works for the NSA, more than likely you both are in the same office.
Yeah, I mean, they could have known each other, but there's no connection, obviously, publicly known.
Because their jobs didn't have them publicly known. It's not like she could be like, oh yeah, I work on floor two with so-and-so, and he told also other people he worked on floor two. Like, we know that they both worked at the NSA. They both lived 25 miles apart. They both died.
I think, like, what he did was IT work for them. So,
okay.
Yeah, maybe.
And
they were,
first of all, when you work for the NSA, you work for a highly powerful department of the government. And to have an employee of that department die of just complete mystery, that's because the NSA is more powerful than the local precinct. So the police at her precinct don't have the power and the knowledge to, like, check all of her details, get fingerprints, run any DNA they might have collected against the national database or what. But you work for the NSA. Your boss, your employer, is one of the most powerful defense agencies of the world. And you somehow die and it's never discovered why? And it's
or even reported. Like, this is one of the hardest cases to, like, find anything about. There's literally minimum amount of detail.
Exactly. Which, it just, I feel dirty being inside this dark hole, but...
Yeah.
It just makes me think this is an inside government job. Like, these two people found out something they weren't supposed to know, and they maybe conspired to tell the public about it, who knows. And then all of a sudden, bam, something happened.
Yeah, It definitely makes you want to think twice about answering the door. That's for sure.
Yeah. Also think twice about anything. Like, she called 911. She gave a description. Yet somehow that description's not out there.
Yeah. That was kind of one of the... You hear so often about, like, police sketches and, like, descriptions at least being known with unsolved cases. But, like, I searched and searched and I could not find the description that she clearly stated she gave in an email. Nowhere.
It's just weird. This whole podcast one was weird. I mean, it was a short little visit story, but it was just, there's so many unanswered questions. There's so many things that don't make any sense. Obviously on the case side, I mean, on the victim side, there was consistency. Somebody wanted to get into her house over probably what, a period of two weeks?
No, it was just 4 days.
Oh, it was just four. Okay, so 4 days, 1 week basically, and someone is constantly trying to get into your home. Mm-hmm. Every day you're having a different weird scenario. That's how you got a guy saying he's the FBI and he's not, and the FBI doesn't understand. You got package people that get smart with you and they want you to open the door, and you get so paranoid that you even publicly post something that you're paranoid, and you set up security cameras.
Yeah,
like, that's 4 days of crazy, and probably 4 days of her reporting this and nothing. Like, this is the evidence.
Yeah, it's literally insane. That's why I literally could not stop. After I posted the episode, I was just like, there has to be more. There literally has to be more. So just like, I need to dig in these deep, dark areas. And yeah, a lot of the stuff I found was just like off the rail, but like, it's better than no rail, because we truly have nothing to go off of with the police investigation into it. And it might not even totally be the police's fault that it's not solvable. Maybe it's higher than them.
Yeah. Maybe the documents were sealed and basically they were told to stop investigating her murder.
Yeah.
I don't know. A weird one.
Yeah. And I really don't have any more else to add to it other than those are the things that I found out and I need to get it off my chest, because I literally just like,
You can find a way to sleep again.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I didn't want to be silenced before I say it, so we're going to post this immediately. I'm sorry.
Sleep with the door locked tonight. Extra lock.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's all I really have for you skeptics today. So hopefully you guys can help solve this. Maybe. I don't know. If anyone was around this time during this horrific incident, hopefully this reaches you in some capacity and you speak up.